Hey there, welcome to our Big Gay Date. I am Big Gay Dave.
My name's Carl.
Oh, you don't get a fun, catchy nickname. That's fine. That's fine. Welcome to this week. We are watching the 1984 original Nightmare on Elm Street, directed by the late, great Wes Craven.
Oh, yeah, Wes Craven's dead. That's so sad.
I'd kind of forgotten until I was preparing to do this movie as well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Such a shame. Often referred to as the master of horror, and I think this is probably still his most revered film. Mm-hmm. I would say.
See, and there's a lot of movies that like start with like them building like the prop, you know, like,
yeah.
And this is really cool. Like, I had totally forgotten that they did that with Freddy Krueger. This might be the reason that it shows up so often.
Mm-hmm. It has been so long since I've seen this movie as well.
Yeah.
I cannot remember what to expect. Let's look how far down in the credits Johnny Depp's name appears.
Yeah, this was his feature film debut, right?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he even got a credit.
Oh, introducing.
Yeah.
All right. He's gone on to so many great things now. That's so funny. Yeah.
I wonder if
Charles Fletcher is the voice of Roger Rabbit.
Oh,
we get to
yeah.
see him actually in a physical role here. I forget what he plays. He's a doctor or something, or a professor. I don't know. And he's called Fred Krueger here, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you make the first one, you don't realize that he's going to be a horror icon and then just never go away.
Yeah. And I think... In his first appearance here, he is more of a classic slasher flick villain in the style of Jason and Halloween that came before it. He's not the wisecracking Joker that he became in the sequels.
Well, when he's
joking around making really bad puns before he smashes your head into a TV or something. As you say, it's prime time, bitch, or something.
Yeah, he becomes a parody
of
himself.
At that point, it's like, it's good old Freddy Krueger again, popping up here, you know.
Yeah, but this is frightening.
Yeah, he had all the good intentions making a really scary character, so Freddy Krueger's fine.
Yeah, only being affected in your dreams and not, that's a really cool, like,
it's a solid story here, yeah. This is a really interesting... For what could be, you know, it's for the horror movies of this time, it's a really great idea. It's a great premise for a movie.
That girl was just like jogging in place. She was running so slow. Why was a sheep bleeding? And bleat with a T. Not. Oh. Whew.
So why didn't he kill her in that dream?
Oh, he was going to.
Oh, okay.
Go away with your scarred face. Wait. You gotta cut your nails? No.
Like she thinks she did that.
Oh. God, that's the worst mother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to help. That's not going to help. Pretty sure Freddy's atheist. Is this our flashback? No, this is not our flashback.
No, we're still... Yeah.
Okay. Now, did Freddy have the glove when he was just raping some kids? Or did he only have it when he became Dream Monster?
He has the glove because we're going to find out later in the movie that, what's the fuck, is it Nancy? is the main character?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her in the middle.
Yeah, Heather Landenkamp. Her mom has... She saved the glove when they burned him, basically.
Oh.
So for some reason, he has a glove when he's a child murderer, not just a pedophile. He, and discussing this, in this version, the original movie, he was supposed to be a pedophile, but he was... They just mention him being a murderer. In the remake, they... go with the whole pedophile thing to make him a little bit more...
That's scarier.
Yeah, definitely. I guess, and for some reason in the 80s, they just weren't there yet with...
You don't want to offend people.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
So, I don't know if they mentioned, like, if he uses the...
How to say, you would think that claw would get into, get in the way of, like, your pedophile, like, order of business.
Yeah. It's very Edward Scissorhands, isn't it? When he's like picking up, he tries to take the hands from his creator. He just cuts them to pieces and shit.
Oh, man.
Imagine picking up a little boy. And then he's like...
Oh, my God.
Is that Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
My God.
He's a baby. He's a baby, and he's not doing any of the Hallmark Johnny Depp things.
And who's like, that hairy guy on top of his head?
Yeah, that deserved star billing.
Introducing Johnny Depp, but featuring Johnny Depp's hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's fucking buying this story?
See, and he's just running his hand through his hair. He's like, that was so bad acting.
Yeah.
Can't believe I did that. And this is at the point in time where all the horror movies that came out, all the kids were, like, really busy hopping on the good foot and doing the bad thing, right?
That precisely.
Okay. Yes. Randy said it, man. If you're a virgin, you survive.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nancy a virgin? She's gotta be. She
lived.
I think
she is. I know she doesn't have sex in the movie, but these guys go and do. It's actually, I think, the very first kill is when... Is it Tina here? That just did the dream. I think they go and have sex, and then she dies.
Because she has sex and falls asleep?
Yeah, basically.
See, not only guys are guilty.
We're just not afraid to fall asleep afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got nobody to impress at that point. It is so weird looking at bird-chested Johnny Depp.
He's nigh unrecognizable. It's really weird.
Doesn't have any of those funky tattoos on mm-hmm. his arms or the bird on his hand or the weird hats. I feel like he did Secret Window and just kind of stuck with hats.
What's Secret Window?
The Johnny Depp, the Stephen King movie?
Haven't seen that one.
Oh my God! Yeah. Okay. Just watch Secret. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because it's one of those movies.
Uh huh.
But Johnny Depp in a Stephen King movie with John Turturro in it from Oh Brother Where Art Thou and Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in it and he's like the bad guy.
Okay.
It's pretty on point.
Carl, you're like 50 years old. Were kids like this in the 80s?
Yeah. Basically, that's yeah. I mean, aside from the fucking doesn't happen as often as they lead you to believe in movies from the 80s.
Do they fucking carry little knives around with them and everything? Like,
yeah. I mean, I guess the kid also wears a leather jacket. If you wore a leather jacket, you'd carry a knife too.
I guess.
when I owned a leather jacket, I also owned a baby blue stiletto. One of those switchblade knives.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was the coolest shit in the world. And then I grew up.
I thought I had hair kind of like Johnny Depp's hair when I was growing up. And I thought I was the coolest kid in the world. And then I grew up. So I feel your pain.
And then I grew up. But I still wore the really, really short tie. Has your girl ever had a dream, and in her dream you did something fucked up, and then she wakes up and you get yelled at for something that you... Yeah?
All the fucking time, yeah.
Okay, good.
I've done the same fucking thing as well. I'm guilty of it. Like, I'll have a dream where she, I don't know, she does something, really, you know, breaks my trust, really pisses me off or something. I wake up next, and she's there right next to me, peaceful. I'm like, oh, it was a dream. But I still look at her like, oh, you bitch. You know. I fucking hold it against her for a couple of minutes. I'm not going to lie. I just hold a grudge really badly.
Yeah. I'm really good at that whole holding a grudge thing. Oh.
Well done, sir. Like a champ.
She's like, I'm going to talk to you, and you're just going to fall asleep. With his dick, Jungle Man did fix Jane.
Which one's the gay ear?
Wait, did you just say the gay?
The gay ear, yeah. Is it left or right?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear the gay ear. I heard which one's the gay ear. And
oh,
yeah.
Liar.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought...
He's got his left ear, so this is funny.
It's supposed to be the right, I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
yeah.
That would make sense. My friend in high school, we went and got his ear pierced, and it was only after he had it pierced we found that out.
Yeah.
He had the right pierced.
See, I got both of mine pierced, and I got the left pierced twice.
Because you don't know what team you're on, basically. And,
yeah.
And then you settled on you reinforced it by...
Well, I did both, and then, like, because I did it at Claire's, because they... fuck you. You buy earrings at Claire's, and they're like, free ear piercing, so fuck it. I don't care. Yeah, and I was at Claire's, and I got her to do both of them. My buddy's like, bro, you gotta do the left. Okay, well, then we'll have more on the left than the right, and I'll have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
That was definitely not the case. We almost got some titty.
I'm trying to think. I don't think we get titties in this movie.
Yeah, this isn't Revenge of the Nerds.
But it's kind of the, I don't know, there's, I always thought a lot of the, you know, the really old horror movies, that was kind of a big thing for them, is to show a little skin.
Uh-huh.
I know you see them in Halloween, obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I can't remember any of the Friday the 13th movies. And I know there's a little nudity in the later Nightmare films as well, and then they become more of a cash grab sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure there was some titty in Friday the 13th.
That's a nice effect.
I always like that.
Super easily done. It's just fabric stretched really tight to look like a wall, and then you just press against it.
The
Super
Frighteners!
Easy. Exactly. Love that movie. They've done this effect at Halloween Horror Nights a bunch as well. It's super easy to do. It's really cool, though. Very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go through the first Nightmare on Elm Street house?
No.
The Horror Nights.
It was the
2007. Yes. 2007 for Carnival of Carnage, where they had Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface. I think they did a room prior to that in the All Night Dying house, like the grit, like, you know, a little bit of every movie. But the Nightmare on Elm Street house was really cool. I got to go through it on a tour and see the street sign and everything. And the reason I Do you have your favorite scene picked out for this? Because I got mine, and it's kind of because of that house as well.
I'm just going to... Because it's been so long since I've seen it, but I'm pretty sure Johnny Depp dies, I'm just going to go for when he dies.
God damn it.
Is that when you were going
for? It is, yeah. Do you know how he dies? Do you remember how he dies?
No.
He's on the bed listening to music with his little, like, crop top thing, and he gets pulled into the bed, and then there's a geyser of blood that just shoots up out of the bed, sprays onto the ceiling and everything. It's fucking crazy.
Have you seen Deathbed, the bed that eats people? It's a real movie. Watch it. It's terrible. Deathbed, the bed that eats people.
Deathbed, colon?
The bed yeah. Eats.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that was my favorite scene just because they had that room in the house. And the way it was done was very cool. You actually walked through. Like, the room was on its side, basically. So all the furniture and shit was glued to the walls. You were walking along the wall. And... Jesus Christ. And the bed was open, and that was the door out of the room. There were these bloody sheets like curtains and everything. So you kind of... It was just a really trippy
That's
room.
Cool.
Plus, you know, it's really the only scene I remember from this movie. It's the only deaths... the only kill scene I remember. But I mean, if you like that the most, actually, I do kind of remember this one. It was kind of creative how she dies. So we could do this one if you want.
Okay.
I'll take this one in that case. If okay. You say Johnny Depp, since okay. That's all you remember. When she dies here in her dream, we get to see her in the real world. And it's kind of like Inception when they're fighting in the hallway, like running up the walls and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
She gets like pulled up the walls and onto the ceiling and everything. It's going to happen any second now. It's pretty fun. I'll get the shot glasses.
Oh my God. Just pull the fucking blanket off. Oh, God.
Yeah, but that's not going to do it. See, watch this.
Oh, God. Oh, peace, bruh.
Here it is. Yeah. Like just crouching in the corner and shit.
What a cool shot.
Yeah.
Super easy to do, but what a killer shot.
Very creative, very effective. All right. And on that note, let's take our first shot.
Cheers.
Cheers, sir. Oh, man.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, just fall up against the wall. Woof.
I'm mixing it up tonight. I'm moving on from the Bud Light, and I'm making myself some Torched Cherry Coke with Torched Cherry Bacardi. What are you drinking, Carl?
I am currently on my second Woodchuck Gumption. It's their newest woodchuck, themed after P.T. Barnum, and then I'll be moving on to Angry Orchard and some alcoholic root beer.
Very nice.
Because I'm a biggity bitch. Oh, okay, so that cop...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, flash forward 10, 15 years to Scream... Directed by Wes Craven.
Yeah, he's
that's the
that.
Cop.
Oh, really?
He's playing the sheriff.
That's nice. Nice callback. Yeah, Wes Craven. He did. What's your favorite Wes Craven film?
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoyed Scream.
I think Scream was the one that I've watched the most and made the biggest impact on me because it was 1996, I think. So I was 10 years old. But I loved how kind of self-referential it was, and I love films of in-jokes and stuff like that. Big fan mm-hmm. of Deadpool recently, did it best. But it was very, very well done. and scary as well, very suspenseful.
And yeah, and the guy that wrote it, he was on a Kevin Williamson was totally on this everything I write is gold kick at that point in time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, he didn't write the third Scream, and the third Scream was fucking terrible. But
I think he tried. There was a lot of pressure on him to write it.
Well,
he was just overworked, I think. And
yeah, he had another job that he was supposed to do, and mm-hmm. so he couldn't devote all his. He came back for number four, but yeah. I'm okay with just sticking with one.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Yeah, the first one was great,
and it was smart. It mm-hmm. granted the kids talked about way more philosophical bullshit than most. They talked like the kids on Dawson's Creek, but that's because the same fucking dude wrote
right.
it. You know,
yeah.
And Wes Craven was the janitor in Scream, wearing the mm-hmm. Freddy Krueger sweater and hat.
Yes.
Right before nice the Fonz dies.
Yeah. It's just a great movie. So well done, so funny, a great idea to have a big star in your opening scene and then just kill them off immediately, mm-hmm. you know?
What's your least favorite Wes Craven movie?
I'd have to go through and think about, some of the films he's done. I don't know if he did any of... Did he do many of the sequels or anything to this?
I mean...
The films that come to mind when I think of Wes Craven, so I've got Scream, we got Nightmare on Elm Street, Wishmaster... The original mm-hmm. Wishmaster was a kind of cool horror movie I dug at the time. And Red Eye. Really liked Red Eye. Pretty smart little thriller. Definitely a very... Not a Wes Craven film until the last 15 minutes when Cillian Murphy is chasing the girl through a house.
Yeah.
Then it becomes straight up Wes Craven.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really didn't like New Nightmare.
I've only seen a little bit. I need to go back and watch that one because, again, that was a very kind of self-referential film.
Yeah, where she is an adult playing herself.
Yeah.
And Wes Craven's in it playing himself, but Freddy just comes out of the movies and attacks him in real life.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah.
At one point, he has, super long, frog tongue that mm-hmm. comes at her,
mm-hmm.
and she cuts it off, and when it falls down, it's obviously, hard. And a prop.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Just break your heart.
Yeah, I can't stand New Nightmare.
I do want to watch that again, because I don't know how smart a movie it is, writing-wise. Like I say, it kind of rings... It sounds very familiar to Scream, and lots of kind of, those self-referential films, like Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back, great mm-hmm. example, Not afraid to poke fun at itself.
Yeah. Bro... Okay, why were you running up the road, though? You could have cut off in between houses.
All those fences.
There's, grass. It's like in Prometheus or Titanic, wherever, they went...
Yeah, when they she's went running away from the... in a straight fucking line from that big donut ship that's rolling.
And that lady, that teacher, have you seen Detroit Rock City?
No.
Oh, my God. Edward Furlong's in it. Him and his three buddies, they're in a Kiss cover band. And this whole movie is about them in the 70s winning tickets on the radio and going to Detroit
uh-huh.
to see a Kiss concert.
Sure.
But that teacher plays one of the kids' moms, and she is the leader of Matmock, Mothers Against the Music of Kiss, because their music is evil and demonic.
Okay.
And, oh my God, it's fucking amazing. She takes her kids' drumsticks, and towards the end of the movie, her kid, whole adventures happen. Her Jewish kid lost his virginity during the movie in a confessional booth in a Catholic church.
Oh, yeah.
And so his mom is, running this whole, protest, right? And she mm-hmm. sees him, and he sees her, and he lays into her, and he's like, Jesus Christ, I just lost my virginity in a confessional booth. I'm Jewish, so please, will you give me my fucking drumsticks back? Oh, man. Oh, you're dreaming in class.
How would you compare this to Halloween and Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original slasher movies of the 70s and 80s.
Okay. Halloween is an amazing film. Mm-hmm. Even that whole scene where little Michael is murdering.
That's so cool.
Wow. Wow, that was so killer.
Slick.
Where little Michael's going around like murdering everybody.
Yeah, a little first person view peeking in. And,
yeah, where yeah. you are the little murderous kid. That's yeah. so trippy. Friday the 13th was amazing. The first one entirely because it wasn't who you thought it was.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's a nice little twist at the
end. It's Voorhees, like that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I really wasn't all that partial to. It's a good movie, but it's not the scariest out of all those. Halloween fucked me up when I was a kid.
Halloween was really, really good. Just something about the, you know, the emotionless, speechless killer. It's very, very cool.
The Shape.
Yeah. Donald Pleasance is great in that as well.
I really, really enjoyed the remake.
I really with enjoyed the, is that Donald Sutherland in there? No, who played?
No, the English guy from the you're in a show hole and from Clockwork Orange.
Oh, Malcolm McDowell. Thank you. Yes, that was it. Yes, yes, yes.
It was amazing. That was such a good remake. It was so really? Scary. And I really dug being able to see why Michael Myers was fucked up. Because you never knew why he was just this fucked up little kid. But then you see the Rob Zombie movie and you get it.
I should check that out.
You've never seen it?
Never, not the remake, no.
The whole first half is him just in a shitty, like, growing up, like, household with his mom and her boyfriend. And her boyfriend treats him like shit and his older sister's a bitch. Like...
See, I don't know if you need to know that much about the killer, though. At least, especially in the first movie.
The little kid they had playing him
yeah.
has this look. We're like, real. I've seen the kid in interviews where he's, like, being nice, and he still's creepy as fuck. What the fuck?
Fucking, did you see that? He's like, who are you? He fucking lifts up his shirt, flashes her a little man boob, cuts it open, and there's maggots inside. What the fuck is that shit?
Oh, my God. Now, were those really maggots, or were they mealworms? Because they look like mealworms.
I don't know the difference. Sorry.
I eat mealworms on stage in the show, but I miscall them as maggots, and I've never had anybody call... Because maggots are tiny. Mealworms are huge.
Maggots sounds more disgusting as well.
Yeah.
So it's like a...
And I always call them maggots, and I haven't had anybody call me out on it, because it's still a bug, and you're still eating it.
Yeah.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Ugh. There's a really stupid scene coming up. It's not this one. I thought it might have been this one. I guess it's the next time she falls asleep.
Girl, I don't care about a hall pass.
Did you ever watch the Nightmare on Elm Street or the Freddy TV show?
Uh-uh. There was a TV show?
Yeah, and I...
Was it a comedy?
No, I think it was along the same vein of Tales from the Crypt and Twilight Zone, that sort of thing. Little short horror anthology things. But it was... Instead of the Crypt Keeper, you had Freddy, basically. And I think that's all Freddy... I don't think Freddy was in the actual stories. I think he was literally just the host for it.
But that Freddy was probably funny and witty.
Yeah, it's like the Crypt Keeper, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. We have the Blu-ray of this. There might be some episodes on there or something I need to remember. But I remember flicking through super late night TV and stumbling across it, thinking it was like a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. But it's Freddy breaking the fourth wall and talking to you and everything like that.
Oh, man.
And that's like after four or five movies when they were really selling out,
I mean, at that point, if you know that your character's popular, put him on Wheaties
milk
boxes.
It. Yeah.
Man, Tales from the Crypt used to make me lose sleep when I was a kid.
I fucking loved that show. Loved that introduction sequence where you fly through the house, that music.
Yeah.
So well done.
With the weird miniature and then the jarring, like, not real.
I used to watch the cartoon as well. I was a big fan of that, I have to say.
I was a big fan of the Beetlejuice cartoon.
Yes. I watched a few episodes of that.
I don't give a shit what anybody says. No, that was amazing. All really jazzed about the new Beetlejuice.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, all you needed was Winona Ryder, Tim Burton, and Michael Keaton, and they're all back. So
oh, good. All right.
I'm on board. I'm more on board with that than I am the new Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that was a good trailer. I gotta see what comes out with that.
Yeah. It was so colorful. It looked like an ad for EDC. Like, I just don't...
I didn't find it funny, honestly. The humor seems so forced.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of Paul Feig's humor, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And all four of those actresses are
They're really funny in their own right.
Yeah. But
I just think it might be a really bad script. I don't know. Or it's just a really bad trailer.
Well,
hopefully it's just a really bad trailer.
Did you ever play the Ghostbusters game?
Yeah, what the 3D third-person shooter that's like the official sequel where all the guys are back. Yeah, that was a fucking great game. Yeah,
for all intents and purposes, that's Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do without this next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, is Freddy's Glove going to come out of the water?
Yes,
Freddy's
Glove's going to
come out of the water. Oh, God, yeah. I never thought of that. I always thought, like, the bottom of the bathtub vanished, but that's even scarier. Freddy's arm came out of your vagina. I wouldn't want anything like that coming out of my vagina.
So apparently, hang on, I think, yeah, there we go.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't want anything like that going into my vagina.
Yeah.
Never mind out of.
Yeah. Oh, man, at this point, oh, what? Yeah, see, with his hand that far up, the way he's, like, out, like, it's, like, halfway between his elbow and his shoulder.
He's crowning, basically.
Yeah.
And the way she says, like, what, mother? Do people actually talk like that?
I mean...
Do you say mother? When did mom become the thing?
I was under the impression that mom has been a thing for a long time.
And then I always... Yeah, but then in, like, 80s movies, it's like, you know...
Like, mother
but
seems...
But mother, why won't you let me go?
Yeah, it feels kind of facetious.
Oh, side boob.
That's all we get.
This is a real... Yeah, it's kind of the against the norm of the 80s horror slasher movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and we'd already had Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. So there was precedent. So this was, obviously, fucking hell, MacGyvering her way in there. Pretty clever how they shot that. It was the whole, like, you know, bathtub on a swimming pool, water stage.
Yeah.
Water stage sort of thing. What was I going to talk about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That means
if I can't remember,
we
got
more.
No, yeah.
That towel looks super soft.
Ugh.
Really high thread count. Look at that. That towel looks just as soft as that robe. Doesn't look like towels in your bathroom after you've, like, used them to dry off for 3 days in a row, and then it's like, yeah, it's like rubbing your ass with, like, sandpaper or something. That was the fakest label I've ever seen on a medicine bottle. That shit looked like it was hand-drawn.
Well, they spent all the money on the towels.
So. Yeah, more
so
than
the
likely.
Graphics department had to cut a little, had to save some money. Evil Dead. This is very nice.
Of course.
Evil Dead is a great, scary movie. And very funny as well. Evil Dead 2. Is this the, I think this might be the first Evil Dead. And then in Evil Dead 2, in when he goes into the shed, cuts off his arm and everything with the chainsaw, replaces it with the chainsaw, Freddy's glove is hanging up there. It's a nice little back and forth between the two directors.
That's cool. And that
always
director,
nice when people kind of throw a bone.
And that director was the same guy that ended up doing like Spider-Man and shit.
Sam Raimi, yes.
Yeah, which is why Bruce Campbell's in everything that he does.
Precisely, yeah. Again, just fucking throw your friends favors.
Yeah, man. Call your buddies. I mean, apparently Simon Pegg does that on the regular.
Yeah.
See, if Spaced had come out after the Cornetto trilogy, it'd be like, hey, I'm going to do a show and I'm going to pick all my buddies out of the last three movies I've done.
Yeah.
How are you going to say, I burned it in English class, and then just not elaborate?
Yeah.
He's looking at you like, wait, how the
wait,
fuck did you burn?
Tell me more.
Yeah. It's like when people get on, like, social media, and they're like, don't ask, but I'm mad.
Yeah. Such a bad day, frowny face.
I don't want to talk about it. Then why the fuck are you posting about it? Are you fishing? You're fishing.
Johnny Depp don't play that game. Johnny Depp waits for you to elaborate.
Johnny Depp definitely doesn't play that game now.
Johnny Depp's too busy apologizing for sending his dogs to New Zealand. Did you see his, like, he sent out a little video recently where he's like, he apologized to, like, England and all the other countries. He's like, sorry, I didn't try and smuggle my dogs into your country. Because, like, what? That's the best fucking response you could have. Like, you know, you're facing such a bad legal position and everything. But
yeah, and
still
he
kind of a stupid fucking argument to be making such a big deal about. You know?
Yeah. And he only had to do that stupid apology just so they wouldn't fuck with him, and he could just keep his dog and call it a day.
Can't believe they were like, you know, if he doesn't take his dogs out of our country, we're gonna have to put him down. What the fuck?
That shit is crazy. God. Crazy. Why would you have to put him down so quick? How long was he there for? I know magicians that travel around with, like, birds and shit, and they just travel well enough in advance because their birds go in quarantine for a month in customs.
Jesus.
Customs doesn't kill them. They just hold them in quarantine.
Yeah.
Apparently Australian customs sucks.
In Australia, everything can kill you.
I've seen even the spiders.
Even quarantine.
I'd believe it. I'd believe it. Everything's more dangerous in Australia.
Yeah.
There's a reason why, like, 99.9% of their population's around the coast, and barely anybody wants to live in the middle. It's not because it's hot and like, desert and fucking... No, it's because of all the animals.
If you need to make a water escape.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so weird. I'm for real, not after not seeing this movie in years and then watching it and not quite understanding why it was so scary.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't call Wes Craven the master of horror. I always felt he is the master of suspense. He knows how to make you feel uneasy in a scene.
Absolutely.
When someone's just walking around and just, you know, exploring, you know there's somebody in the house or you know there's somebody around the corner, but just how he makes you anticipate it and so uneasy, like you know it's going to happen. Is it Alfred Hitchcock that was called the master of suspense?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
See, I don't get that as much.
What?
I don't find he's great, but what? I don't think it's as the word suspense. I'd associate that much more with Wes Craven.
Have you seen The Birds? Have you seen Vertigo?
Yeah, the birds, I guess.
Oh, I liked that better in Terminator 2. Why is she yelling backwards?
I think she needs to wake up.
Yeah. Oh my God, girl. You just gotta notice the like the fact that there's fog on your street and know you're in a dream.
Yeah.
Also, if this was happening, oh my God, wouldn't the first thing you do be like research lucid dreaming? So if Freddy's gonna fuck with you in your dream, I'm gonna have a tank in my dream.
Hang on, sorry, just... I was gonna... yeah, looks like there's a really weird fucking face going on through the window there.
Yeah.
Remember, this is the pre-Google age, so that requires going to a library and a whole mm-hmm. bunch of shit, and for kids who just want to have sex, you're not gonna go to a library.
Yeah, nobody knew dick squat. Oh, God! Freddy's like, rape party. He's doing a lot of giggling, a lot of jumping, when he should be doing a lot of slashing.
He's killing it, yeah.
Glenn's a dick.
Like, has she already told her parents the shit that's happening?
Her mom's gotta be a prostitute. Look at how much makeup she's rocking. And, like, how shiny that satin robe is.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not hooking downstairs and there's, like, a line of dudes paying their rent, then I'm surprised. Yeah, her mom's totally hooking because her dad's gone all the time.
This guy's the worst fucking cop.
Yeah. They're all really bad at their job.
Where did I put the keys? I just want some peace and quiet on my ship. I don't want to do any work protecting from any crime.
Yeah, we don't protect and serve. Oh, God. Okay, just look how high, how elevated he is. He's got really long arms. He couldn't have just reached up, grabbed the other bars, and then pulled himself up so it wasn't so tight?
Yeah, he's got a little upper body strength, surely.
Oh, man. Oh.
It's always confused me about those scenes, like in, or just that whole scenario of, like, you know, hanging yourself or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
In the movies, everyone always grabs for their throat to try and loosen it around their neck. You're absolutely right. Just fucking reach up and lift yourself up a little bit so it's not fucking forcing you.
Yeah. Yeah. If I mean, shit, even with our
problem
nooses.
Problem solved.
With, like, real nooses, you just grab above the knot and you can loosen it up and slip your ass right out. But he didn't live.
He hung him, yeah.
He was a child. He doesn't live by the sword. How old are all these kids supposed to be? Like 16, 17? Maybe 15?
Let's say 17.
Oh, God. Yeah, live High by the sword, 17. Die by the sword. That never needs to be said at a kid's funeral.
Yeah. Everyone's just looking at him like, you dick.
So this is the first scene that is obviously, like, very much looking like California.
Yes. Yes.
Everything else.
This was shot in L.A., and I guess in the future, because they never really tell you where this town is.
When you're in the town, it looks like it could be any place in America.
Anywhereville, USA. Mm-hmm. Yes. And in the future, I think they pin it down to one of those, you know, smaller, you know, small town little places. But yeah, with these palm trees here, it completely gives it away.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've seen this cemetery in a bunch of movies and in real life. It's very obviously LA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
The study of sleep disorders? No, those people want you to sleep. Okay, so that guy, Roger Rabbit's voice.
Yes.
Apparently my sister worked a corporate event where he was working it as well.
Uh-huh.
Like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And she just knew that the dude that did Roger Rabbit's voice was at the event. She'd also met him, had no idea those people were one and the same.
Oh, really?
And he just waited until after they'd been socialized, and he comes up behind her and rocks the voice.
No way.
And she looks behind her and then looks behind him.
Oh, my God. What did he say?
I don't remember. It's something very Roger Rabbit-y. But that's, man, if you did a very recognizable cartoon voice, I'd like to think that, like, you dick with people, you know? Like, if you're at Disney, you do the voice, and then when kids turn around, you turn around, too.
Just be on your iPad or something. Just like,
yeah.
We're at the halfway point. Do you want to pee? Because there's a really funny scene coming up here.
I actually don't have to pee yet.
All right, hold that thought.
Yeah, you do your thing. Do we not know what they are? I mean, I figure they come from your brain, right? We don't know what dreams are or where they come from. That just sounds weird. Is that a fact? I don't think it's a fact anymore. Do we know anything? I'd like to think we're smarter. that girl has dropped an REM way quicker than you would in real life, I think.
Oh. So, Roger Rabbit, the mom asked, what are dreams anyway? He goes, incredible body, hocus pocus, and we don't know where dreams come from or what they are. Is that still a fact? I'd like to think that we know a little bit more.
I'd like to think he knows a little bit more. He works at a sleep clinic. Okay, this bit right here. Well, okay, not the hair. Something even stupider, I think. I can get on board with, you know, things happening in the dreams and it actually harming her body. I get that. But how the fuck did she bring a hat back into the real world?
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
What the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're telling me if she was holding onto a lead pipe when she woke up that she'd bring a fucking pipe into the real world?
Or if you were holding on to a wad of cash?
Yeah.
I have dreams on the regular where my financial situation just gets awesome in my dream. And at the end of my dream, like before I wake up, I end up going back home. My pockets are full of money and then I just fall asleep. And like and in my dreams, I always, if I like fall asleep in clothes, in my dream, I'm in the outfit that I was in and I fell asleep. So whenever I wake up in the morning and I look down and I see what I'm wearing, I'm like, yes, it fucking happened. And then I reach into my pockets and nothing's there.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
Yeah, yo. Twice a week at least.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the bit I just cannot get on board with in this movie. That she brings that's a stretch too far for me.
Mm-hmm.
That she brings the actual hat back into the real world.
You know? Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. I that would pull me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If this was new and I was seeing in the movie theater, that would pull me out of it for a second.
Yeah.
Mama knows. Don't trust your mom. Just get some sleep. I want
to
go down
a kid anyway. She's suspiciously trying to get her to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I think she's working with Kruger.
Uh-huh. I think she's realizing that popping out a baby may not have been the best idea. And I mean,
the kid gets out the picture.
Yeah. You can take them to the clinic when they're like, when you're at like 17 years, right? Take you in the back. They do their business and they... Yeah. Send you out the back so you can go past like the picketers and you're all out of it for a day. How late can you have an abortion? Well, not you.
I'm not allowed abortions.
Yeah, I don't mean you, but... Take the hat, bitch. Peace.
Mic drop. So,
Now, why is Freddy fucking with their kid? I mean, I get because he likes fucking with some kids, but why hasn't he started attacking the parents during their dreams? Like, they're the ones that did it.
I think it's a, his MO is, it's the parents that, I mean, yeah, he could kill the parents in their dreams, but I think, like, going after your kids is just so, like, for one thing, the kids are, you know, easier to kill. One would imagine, obviously not once we get to the end of the movie, but I think how do you hurt somebody? Like, okay, in his position, you get burned to death by a bunch of angry parents, and you can come back. Do you go after them? Like, eye for an eye, or do you go after their kids to really fucking hurt them?
You go after their kids in the first one. In the second movie, you murder all the parents.
Yeah.
And then go on holiday.
I mean, Terminator had it right. Yeah. They did it the other way around. They went for Sarah Connor. First of all, kill the parents. But that doesn't work. All right, kids are easier to kill. Let's kill the kid. That didn't work either.
Yeah, Sarah Connor's a beast, though. Have you seen the new one?
Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was a movie that played in front of my eyeballs.
Yeah. I get that a lot of the sequels were terrible, but you can't make a sequel that negates the only good movies in the franchise.
Yeah, it's one thing to make a sequel that gets rid of the bad ideas, like X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Just reset that whole fucking thing. But, something that's... Because that movie just negates Terminator 2, which is a fantastic fucking action movie.
It's the best one.
It's amazing. It's the best Terminator movie, and in terms of action films, it's right up there, probably top five of all time, I'd say.
Yeah, it set the bar.
So well done. Beautiful film. You were asking me earlier about... this movie, and because I'd kind of insinuated this.
Did Mother glue the bottle back together? I'm sorry, continue.
No. Wait, where's this bottle? Or is she just drinking out, like, you think she fucking soaked it up in a mop and rang it out into the cup or something? Mom desperate.
Probably.
Yeah, this was the movie New Line Cinema. Was a distribution company for the most part in the 80s until this movie came out. Now, this movie went through quite a troubled production process. There was a lot of investors that were in, and then at the very last second they dropped out. And I think the gist of it is that New Line kind of stepped up at the end and gave them the money they needed, like $2 million or something, to make this film.
Because New Line turned into like a beast in the 90s.
Exactly. This New Line was referred to as the house that Freddy built, because this was a blockbuster hit for them. They made this money back in like their opening weekend or something. And then, of course, you know, fucking franchised it like crazy. All the sequels, the TV shows, Freddy versus Jason, everything like that. What New Line Cinema would have been like had they not made this movie? Got absolutely no idea. We can only hypothesize, but when we think of New Line Cinema, you have to remember that's the studio that made probably the biggest hit would be Lord of the Rings in the early 2000s.
They also did the live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
but we don't hold that against them.
Hey man, the first one was amazing. The rest of them were not.
Oh wait, you're talking about not Nickelodeon Studios and Paramount. Yeah, the original ones with the actual physical suits and stuff.
And not even the second one with Vanilla Ice doing the Ninja Turtle rap, or the third one
in Japan or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. And the shitty Splinter.
Yes,
but the first one was on point.
Absolutely, The Mask was a New Line movie. That's a great film, classic. Growing up as a kid. So yeah, had they not made this movie, who knows, you know, what would have been their breakout hit. They may have gone under or whatnot.
A lot of companies in the 80s.
It's very easy to do. Those companies may not have invested in movies like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Definitely, you know, the fucking Lord of the Rings is a big ask to invest in. Without Lord of the Rings, we probably wouldn't have Game of Thrones on TV. Landscape is... And
Game of Thrones is the greatest show on TV right now.
Yeah, and it's a pop culture, you know, phenomenon.
It's the most watched TV show in, like, TV history. It's also the most pirated. Have you... Oh, no, you don't... You actually have HBO Go, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Because Game of Thrones, HBO finally got, like, they were finally over the fact that it's not only the most popular show, but it's the most downloaded show, and they're bleeding money. They started sending out letters to everyone that downloads Game of Thrones. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's gotten three.
Yeah.
Like, I read about it online. And I don't download Game of Thrones because I'm not a punk, but I asked around, and the guys in town that we know that do have gotten, like letters from Bright House.
Yeah.
Bright House is like, we're not going to do anything, but they know who you are. That's how we know who you are. Yeah. So stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
And getting a letter in the mail is just enough to scare you enough to, you know, like, I wouldn't download anything for at least a week.
Yeah. Or at least make it more difficult. Do it at a friend's house or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the pop culture landscape as we know it today could be hugely different if it wasn't for New Line Cinema. And New Line Cinema would be very different if it wasn't for Nightmare on Elm Street.
Fair enough.
So when I found that really interesting.
When you texted me and said that there was a correlation between this and Lord of the Rings, I was very interested to know where that was going, but that makes sense. Okay.
Basically, yeah, all the investors dropped out at the last minute, and New Line were the ones that were like, all right, we can keep this going. We'll take a gamble on this project.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out, obviously.
I'm assuming this is... We're getting there.
We're getting there. It's about to pop the headphones on, so I'm going to pour some shots.
Okay, okay.
We're about 30 minutes more of the movie.
I want that shirt. I want that shirt. I'd wear it everywhere, showing my belly, and maybe like 5 people would get it a day. I want that shirt, though, so hard.
When you say they'd get it.
They'd get it. They may also understand the reference, but they'd get it. And when I say it, I'm talking about it. And when I say it, I'm talking about loving. Okay, not right. Really loving. Loving's the wrong... Penis is the right word.
Right up the bum hole.
I mean, well, it all depends. Are you saying I'm a pitcher or I'm a catcher? Because I'm more of the pitcher. Again, not
saying,
gay.
I'm
nothing
saying,
wrong
I'm
with
saying you got your right ear pierced. That's
look at her. She's so friendly for a lady that helped murder a guy.
It's because she knows how precious life is now.
Lady, your kid's about to die.
It takes ending a life to really appreciate life.
Now that TV, that antenna TV, right, that he's got sitting on his bed, it wasn't plugged in. So did they have battery power wireless like TVs at that point?
Yeah, but that can only last 15 minutes.
Okay, now if they did, that TV's got to be heavy as shit, right?
Probably.
I mean, TVs that are shaped like boxes are always heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a coffee pot? What the Oh, yeah, because she doesn't want to go to sleep, but now she's sleeping, and you're just like, she'll be fine.
Yeah, didn't she go...
She saw the blood.
Yeah.
Where do you think the fucking hat came from?
That pillow looks like a really pissed off Thomas the Tank Engine.
I was looking at the pillows on the bed, not the pillow in the chair. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Are you high? Oh.
Don't get excited.
We got a glimpse of side boob 3 times right there. Left, right, and left. I was looking. You know the only thing better than side boob? I mean, full boob, of course, but like sex.
Okay, yes.
And we haven't really gotten a lot of that in this movie for an 80s movie.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm glad, because there is that kind of, I don't know, I feel like it kind of cheapens the movie.
No way. Throw a Band-Aid over your cunt and shoot a sex scene. Like, that's...
I don't know, there's just something about... If a horror movie from the 80s has a really, like, just a pointless 30-second sex scene or something, it just kind of reinforces the stereotype of, like, all right, this is going to be a pretty shitty, low-grade B-movie slasher, you know?
Okay, when we went on tour, we brought a guy that filmed everything, and basically he edited, like, this whole, like, month's worth of footage into, like, a 2-hour documentary.
And how many sex scenes did you have?
None, but there's like 10 minutes of straight up like multiple pairs of titties.
Okay.
For absolutely no reason.
Okay.
You don't have to have
she
a reason
did glue
to put
that bottle together.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I've, you don't have to have a reason if you just want gratuitous nudity in a horror movie, as far as I'm concerned.
I get that, but I don't know. It's just something about movies from this time, and horror movies in particular, where it's just, it was so prevalent to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It just reinforces like the idea that you're watching a really shit movie.
Well, it's like in the 80s, they threw tits into so much stuff, yeah. You know? And then in the 90s, they started caring what like kids were going to like turn into if they saw tits at too young of an age. Nothing. They're not going to turn into anything fucked up because everybody's got tits. Just girls have bigger ones.
Yes. You've seen Cabin in the Woods, right?
Yeah. I really enjoyed Cabin in the Woods.
I love that fucking movie. It's
I
so clever.
Did not think I'd like it at all.
Really?
And I really enjoyed it.
It's so clever. Again, very Scream-esque, very self-referential.
The juxtaposition between the cabin and the people in the... Up until, like, everything goes to shit.
Yeah.
Like, the office people.
Yeah,
and
it's so clinical and...
Yeah. It's like your comic relief.
Yeah, when they're watching them have sex and actually the girl gets her tits out and they're just like, you know, gotta give the audience what they want. it's so true.
Damn right.
Sex sells. Is this... Oh, I thought the tongue like came out. I might be thinking of a different Nightmare on Elm Street movie where the tongue comes out of the receiver or something.
Oh, man. Which would explain why his tongue came out and looked all fucking retarded in New Nightmare. Who are those three dudes up on the wall on that poster? I'd be very interested to know.
Is one of them Johnny Depp? Seriously, I think...
Oh, the black and white?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm interested in the band on the poster, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the police.
Uh-huh.
Of course it's the police.
Of course.
Because you're a girl and Sting is sexy. Or he's said to be sexy.
You know, oh, there it is. Okay, I remember now. All right. Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Depp got this role because there was a bunch of guys that read for it. Christian Slater, Charlie Sheen at a time and stuff.
Oh,
he wanted too much money.
I'm so glad little Jack Nicholson didn't get it. Because otherwise we wouldn't have Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp had to get a fucking film role.
Absolutely. He read for this, and I think it was Wes Craven's daughter that read with him, and Wes Craven's daughter was like, no, he's the cutest, and that's why he has the role. Like,
hey, and then you flash forward 20 years and Johnny Depp only took Pirates because his kids want him to do Pirates.
Kids know best.
Yeah, you do what your daughter says. Within reason.
KRGR.
Leaving the air, because at this point in time they did that.
Yeah. But that's KRGR is Kruger without the vowels. Some solid little writing here, I think.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here is
Holy
how fucking
shit.
Gratuitous. And again, similar effects as to earlier, the room's upside down, basically.
Yeah, and it all looks like when was it Fred Astaire that originally danced up the wall and on the ceiling, or was it Gene Kelly? Because that scene that was in a old movie from like the 40s when it was either Fred Astaire or Gene Kelly. They did this dance number where they start on the floor, they danced up the wall, they danced on the ceiling, they danced down the other wall, and then and it's fucking beautiful. But when you watch it, you can tell that it's the precursor to this and the Christopher Nolan movie. It's really interesting.
All right,
cheers. Johnny Depp's dead.
Ugh.
God damn it. I feel like if I had a cough, it'd go away. Because it almost tastes like cough syrup. What is that?
It's Torch Cherry Bacardi.
That's why.
Not going to lie, I've had it for quite a while.
I mean, it's alcohol, though. Aside from beer, does, like, hard liquor go bad?
No. I mean, it can taste bad, but it's not bad for you.
I mean, it's supposed like to taste bad. Nobody drinks hard liquor because it tastes good. We drink hard liquor because we want to get fucked up because life sucks.
Yes.
Like, that's...
because we need to escape.
Yeah, we drink beer because it tastes nice.
Yeah. I fell in love with this drink at Rising Star. Didn't know. And in England, we don't have flavored rums. And then I came over here, and you got like 40 different kinds of Bacardi, and my mind was blown.
Mm-hmm. It's dangerous over here with all the flavored rums, because a lot of them you'll get... Have you ever drank the Malibu, the coconut rum?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, that shit is dangerous, because it doesn't even taste like alcohol.
It's so Moorish, isn't
it? By the time you're wasted, you've actually drank like three more drinks than you should have.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, I'm starting to feel a little tipsy, I should probably slow down. And then it hits you like a fucking freight train.
Yep, and then you stand up.
Yes.
And then you stand up. Okay, little fruits that don't look like real fruits on their fridge. I see y'all have a lot of magnets. No, you don't have any of the food magnets?
No, we have food in our fridge. Mm. In the fridge.
I like where food magnets. Yeah. I like the food magnets that look like real food.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. It doesn't take much to entertain me, but I like food magnets.
They just make me hungry. Like, if the food's in the fridge, I can't see it, so.
There's a donut magnet. That it's a chocolate frosted donut that looks so real, but it's a magnet. They sell it at Disney, and every time I see it, it just makes me want to go right next door to the candy store and spend like $30 on one of those candy apples with mouse ears.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're so fucking expensive, but they're so goddamn good. If you go to Disney, you're going to pay $10 for a Rice Krispie treat with chocolate on the top, and it's going to be the best Rice Krispie treat you've ever had in your life. Girl, it's Freddy. This isn't going to trip him.
This isn't Home Alone.
What is she putting in there? Oh, black powder? That's how you kill people. Okay, so she just set up a trap that looked really, really dangerous for herself. She just put a sledgehammer up over the bed and, like, all this stuff in the real world to affect Freddy in the dream world, but it really just looks like if she accidentally hits it, she's gonna die. And then she put black powder in a light bulb and put it in the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you familiar with that? If you put black powder inside of a light bulb, if you crack the glass and you put black powder in there, whenever somebody turns and you plug the light bulb in, whenever they turn the switch, the filament's going to light it on fire. It's going to explode and kill people.
Uh-huh.
In Fight Club, in the book Fight Club, they do that. Mm-hmm. But the narrator does that to the tubes that go inside of the old school computer monitors, and that's how he killed his boss. In the movie, he just beats the shit out of himself in front of his boss. Mm-hmm. In the book, they fucking do the black powder thing inside of his computer and a bunch of other computers as well.
Okay.
That's really scary that a teenage girl was just making an improvised explosive device that you would get like charged felonies for now.
Yeah.
But this is the 80s. This is back when M80s, you could go to like the local gas station or fireworks store and buy M80s, and they were a quarter stick of dynamite. Now they're firecrackers.
Why has she got a bottle of vodka right next to her bed?
Because she knows what the fuck is going to happen, and she's fully expecting waking up and not having a daughter. That's what I'm assuming. She is fully expecting
she's
life to be...
She's resigned to the fact.
Yeah. The cost of living's about to get so much fucking cheaper. sell that Thomas the Tank Engine pillow, sell that fucking bed. This bitch, she's always yelling in her sleep. I'm done with this shit. Just take her.
We'll start again.
Yeah, I'm so late in the term, I can't just abort her, so I'm going to let Freddy do it. God damn it. If you can't tell, I'm totally on board with being able to abort your kid if it's a shithead. A woman should be able to make her choice.
Even when they're like 17 years old.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're 17 years old,
at 17 they're at their shittiest. So
yeah, when you're
nobody would make it to 18.
I'm 29 years old. I remember what I was like when I was 17 a couple years ago. I apologize. I don't know about you, but I know like most everybody, like you hit that, like once you hit that age, mm-hmm. and you're hanging around with your parents right around at the same time that you realize when I was younger living with my parents I was an asshole, and you apologize for being a cunt. Have you done that yet?
I need to do that, honestly.
Eventually, I did that to my parents a couple years ago, man, and it felt so good. But, like, I've watched video of myself when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I was an asshole, bro. Like, how did I have friends?
We grew up in the time when we were just starting to video and document our whole lives. Mm-hmm. So we have evidence of how big assholes we were.
Oh, yeah. The first family of a computer was a Compaq Presario. That took about 5 minutes to sign on AOL with the crazy dial-up. And the coolest thing about it, though, it had Encarta.
Yes.
You remember
Made
Encarta?
Homework so much easier.
Oh, see, I liked Encarta, but I really, really liked the game that Encarta had as well. And it was one of those, like, you're stuck in a room and you have to go through this doorway or this doorway, and then you're in another room. But to go through each doorway, Encarta would ask you a question that was somewhere on their database, and you had to answer it without looking at their database. And by the end of it, you made its way out of the maze. I have been searching. I still haven't found the modern-day equivalent app on my phone, but if I could find the Encarta maze as an app, mm-hmm. I'm on it. Encarta is the greatest thing.
The embarrassing thing with Encarta was when four kids in your class would read the exact same report.
Yeah, because we didn't have Wikipedia. We didn't have all the options. Everybody's plagiarizing from the same thing.
It's just one source that's giving you the same information. And this was around the time, you know, not everybody had Encarta, so you could tell who the rich kids were.
Mm-hmm. And now teachers can just, like, they can just type a phrase from the thing that you turned in and know where you took it from.
Pull up the report.
And what words you changed to look like it was your own.
God, it sucks to be a student right now. It was so much easier back then.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that we were the generation that got computers and weren't the generation that was born with computers. Because we still got to fuck off and, like, obviously cheat and do, like, shitty things that kids did in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now, okay, this boiler room that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
The dream boiler room that they all keep showing up in.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be the dream version of the boiler room that Freddy did his shit in?
I guess so, but the question is, how do they know what it looked like?
The boiler room?
Yeah. They weren't there.
Absolutely, but they all look so confused every fucking dream, I would like to think that Freddy's got full control. Think of Freddy like Neo in the Matrix.
Sure, okay.
If you die in the Matrix, you die in real life.
The Matrix is just a ripoff of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Absolutely. The Matrix took everything from Nightmare on Elm Street and then answered a couple questions we had.
Sure. And slowed it down a little bit.
Thanks, Wachowski siblings. Wait. Okay,
#PC.
But Lana Wachowski, who at one point was Larry Wachowski and is now Lana Wachowski, and is just as awesome and creative because it's the same fucking person, and she's not an ugly girl. She's totally a pretty girl that you would never think twice about if you met her in real life.
Sure, yeah.
Andy. What the fuck is Andy doing?
Andy's doing the same thing.
That's what I heard. Name. Is that?
I don't know his her name.
But that's actually happening.
Yeah.
So Andy will be so and so, and will be referred
Andrea.
To.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, but whatever that Wachowski decides to go to will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing.
I mean, I didn't start smoking until I saw my older sister smoking. So, I guess I understand.
You think that's how it will happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My
sister. You think he saw the outpouring of support, and he was like, fuck, I've got to get in on this.
I mean, maybe, or sis, and now that sister just did something, and you're like, fuck it, that sounds awesome.
Did you see the mat bounce up right there?
Yeah, that shit's pretty intense.
Well, big question, of course, though, the question on everyone's mind is, what bathroom do they use?
You use the one that you're comfortable in, yeah. Because if you are actually a transgender woman, then you're going to look like a woman, and for the most part, nobody's going to fucking know unless you say something. I mean, okay, I don't know about you, but I've hit on girls and found out they were dudes after, and didn't apologize. I didn't go any farther with it, but I was like, hey, I mean, I didn't
Kudos.
Know. Yeah. I'm down for fucking some vagina, and you're totally not, you're pre-op, but you fooled me. And that's really all you can say, because your face is turning red.
Yeah.
And you're feeling really shitty and kind of embarrassed. For yourself, not for them.
Sure, yeah. As a magician, the best thing you can say is, you fooled me. So,
yeah.
So it's the best out you could possibly have.
Absolutely.
This is the Home Alone segment right here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, those bars on the window don't seem like such a good idea now, do they?
Yeah, those bars on the window weren't there the whole time, because she had Johnny Depp sneaking all up into her shit. Because Johnny Depp's a fucking coos hound. Oh, Robert Englund, peace. He's doing a lot of, like, stalling and watching and...
Mm-hmm.
You got four blades in your hand. There's way more slashing that needs to happen. Because apparently that shit works in the dream world?
Well, this is what I'm so confused about right now. And we may have missed something that's hugely crucial to the plot. But are they in the dream world, or is he in the real world now? Because we got the cops outside.
But I would like to think she's in the dream world, because that cop did not care that some girl is yelling panicked.
But he's also the worst cop ever, where, you know, he just wants some peace and quiet for his shift.
Uh-huh.
She woke up from a dream, and then Freddy was there, so...
It's gasoline. I thought she just threw a jar of pee on him. Do you not have jars of pee in your garage? How many bathrooms do you have? One or two?
Two.
Okay, well, that explains it. I'm not even going to explain myself there. I'm just
I don't
saying.
Want to ask any more questions.
Oh, now he comes.
That's such a funny sentence. It's like there's a killer in your house. Daddy, I did it. Please hurry.
And all that unneeded fog.
Is that the mother dying?
Yeah, and she's just sinking into the bed, and he is just taking it like a champ. Because it's the first supernatural thing he's seen the whole time. Right?
Yeah.
This whole movie, he's been under the impression they're looking for an actual murder or not, my wife's going to burn and disappear.
Into a bed. That's fucking weird. I do not remember that part at all.
Yeah.
That's a really kind of supernatural ending. And are they still married? Because he's taking it pretty well.
Yeah, he's taking it amazingly.
Maybe he knows that she was whoring around.
Yeah, maybe he knows she was hooking, wearing all that makeup and wearing that satin fucking robe.
And that answers the question with why not go after the parents? I guess he did. And he wins in the end.
Yeah, but he only went after one. That seems kind of fucked up. I mean, if me, you, and like four other people murdered somebody and then he came back and only killed you, wouldn't you be a little pissed? You know, like that's...
Yeah.
But if Freddy's not alive, if he's not like a thing, then how did he show up in your dreams when you didn't know? Oh, really? God damn it, Wes Craven. That was the worst. The worst. Wait. What?
I'm hugely confused.
I'm fucking confused. How? Tell me this is a dream. If Johnny Depp's not dead, I'm going to be so mad. What? Oh, my God.
Did we miss...
But there's a lot of fog. It's got to be a dream. This has to be a dream. There's way too much fog. Yep. Yep.
But how did she fall asleep again?
Oh my God, that was so not scary. Oh man. Yeah, that was
Oh my God. All right. We got 2 minutes to summarize our thoughts on that ending. Carl, you go first.
That was fucking hysterical. Normally we ask what your favorite part of the movie was, and at this point, judging by that ending that I totally forgot about, I don't have a favorite part of this movie.
Man, that was such a good movie until the last couple 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a great premise. Great idea.
Great idea. I do know that ending was changed from what he wanted. I think he actually, Wes Craven, wanted a happy ending in the end. But I get what he's going for of a twist ending.
Mm-hmm.
But
the fog, right. The fog gives it away. Yeah. But I mean, I guess it's intentional.
Sure, sure.
Fog, i.e. dream sequence.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On the whole, it's a fun movie. It's actually better than I remember it. It's a really solid premise. That ending is really fucking weird. I can't
yeah,
escape it.
Pull the mannequin through the window.
Yeah.
With the,
drive off with the cab down.
The really straight legs.
Yeah.
And the convertible with the shitty top. On the whole, it was a good 80s movie.
On the whole, it's fine, yeah. If you just cut off the last 30 seconds, it's a great movie.
Special thanks to Sam Raimi, of course, because Evil Dead's in there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. Oh, man.
I liked it.
Is it as good as you remember? Is it as good as people kind of revere it to be?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely. It was only that amazing because it was one of the first of its kind.
Yeah, it's the 80s.
Yeah.
By modern standards, no.
Oh, we're at the end. Once again, my name is Carl.
My name is Dave. Thank you for listening with us. Check us out on Facebook and biggaydate.com. Let us know what you thought and let us know what movies you'd like to check out next time. Thank you very much.